Dr. Pinsky dictating a supplemental report on April 13 regarding Angel Luis, L-U-I-S, Santiago, S-A-N-T-I-A-G-O. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Santiago as described in the report of 124-21, but this pertained to Mr. Santiago's alleged occupational injury claim running from 2012 through 2019. Period. At that time, I was in receipt of a report from Dr. Cataldo, dated 10-26-20, in which he advised that further work-related treatment was indicated. Period. My impression at that time was that Mr. Santiago's symptoms were unable to be causally related to his employment at the insurer that ended in 2019, but there was no contemporaneous documentation of complaints or treatment during that period. I concluded he may have had sprains and strains that have long since had the opportunity to resolve. The current clinical exam was non-focal and unrevealing. I did explain his subject of complaints should be worked up further under the care of his personal insurance and physicians. This would likely identify naturally occurring degenerative arthritic changes as to be expected from merely aging. The paragraphs you have now kindly provided me with some additional documentation to consider in this matter relative to causation and need for treatment. This includes the petitioner's testimony offered on 119.22. And underline this, I will need to go through this in detail and find the specific comments about symptoms, etc., as will be marked. Period, new paragraph. Records also show he was seen by Dr. Bisk, B-I-S-K, on 9-5-13. Brady complained of intermittent pain in the umbilical area that started the previous day. He reported he injured himself at work and informed his supervisor. He was evaluated and diagnosed with an umbilical hernia. He did have FMLA certification completed on 9-6-13 with various additional dates listed, including 9-19-13, 9-24-13, and 1-6-14. However, this form is in Spanish, so it is difficult to understand the meaning of these dates. However, on 9-16-13, a leave of absence form was submitted. In it, they wrote Mr. Santiago was out of work beginning 9-6-13 for medical reasons. This was going to be under Family Medical Leave Act, but did not give further details. It seems to be signed by his supervisor as well. Another certification for Family Medical Leave was completed, but is undated. It indicates the petitioner needed 5 weeks of recovery after surgery. The dates he underwent treatment was 9-10-13, 9-18-13, and 9-30-13, estimated postoperatively. He was excused from work for 5 weeks. They noted he was diagnosed with an umbilical hernia for which an open surgery was performed. Period after surgery, he should avoid lifting, bending, and straining for 5 weeks. Period, it was anticipated. The ending date for his period of incapacity was 10/23/13. Period. New paragraph, Mr. Santiago also submitted an application for family leave insurance benefits pertaining to AZUCENA Chavez Minero, M-I-N-E-R-O, his spouse, period. He wanted his family leave insurance to begin on 8/31/17, period. An accompanying certification was completed by Dr. Wesley, W-E-S-L-E-Y, indicating the approximate date this condition commenced was on 8/30/17, and its probable duration would run through 9/13/17. Period. This was due to pregnancy delivered on 8/30/17. Period. Further details wrote, Mr. Santiago would provide assistance with lifting, comma, transportation, comma, to his spouse and newborn follow-up appointments. Period. On 9/5/17, Ms. Rivera at Viking Yachts Health Services wrote correspondence to the petitioner confirming his request for time off in order to take care of his wife under Family and Medical Leave Act. Period. He was sent additional correspondence on 9/12/17, acknowledging receipt of the FMLA paperwork completed by the petitioner and his doctor. Period. He was scheduled to return to work on 9/14/17. Period. New paragraph. On 9/9/13, Mr. Santiago underwent an abdominal ultrasound to be inserted here. Period. On 10/11/13, Dr. Harrington wrote he treated the petitioner from 9/18/13 through 10/31/13 and could return to work on 11/1/13. Period. New paragraph, an employee report of injury form was completed on 1/17/17. Period. It wrote the accident occurred on 12/19/16. Period. Mr. Santiago was buffing the back of the cabin. Comma, the pad of the buffer hit the electric cord and wrapped around his hand. Period. He scratched that. On 9/17/18, he was seen again at Viking Yacht Health Services, complaining of pain in both of his hands for about 5 months. Period. He described it as an electrical shocking through his hands. Period. Nurse practitioner Marks, M-A-R-K-S, diagnosed bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome, for which he prescribed prednisone and bilateral cock-up wrist splints. Period, he was going to follow up if symptoms persisted. Period, he returned on 9/24/18. Reporting no relief with the prednisone. Period. They discussed further options, including electrodiagnostic testing and possible injections. Period. Was then referred to a hand specialist. Period. The paragraph on 421.17, he was seen by Margate Family Medicine. Complaining that both of his hands go numb and it wakes him up at night sometimes. This has been happening for 2 years. Brady worked at Viking Yachts with his hands, sanding, buffing, and with an air buffing machine. Period. No distinct physical exam was documented, nor is there any listed diagnosis or There was no documented physical exam, period. He was diagnosed with pain in the right and left hands, symptoms consistent with carpal tunnel syndrome, but he's being referred to Dr. Marzak since he likely had carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. The next documentation is another note from Health Services dated 6/11/19. Perry presented with a rash. Perry was diagnosed with contact dermatitis, for which he was given appropriate ointments to treat. Perry, lastly, on 7/31/19, a Viking Yacht Company termination report was completed. Period, wrote Mr. Santiago, last worked on 7/30/19. Period, he, quote, voluntarily quit, end quote, to accept other work. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions, the additional documentation primarily demonstrates the petitioner was clinically diagnosed with bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome. Perry was initiated on splinting and prednisone without relief. Perry was then referred to a hand specialist. Perry, I am not in receipt of documentation to confirm he was compliant in this regard. Perry, there was also additional documentation showing Mr. Santiago had been diagnosed with an umbilical hernia and underwent surgery. Period, he had an uncomplicated recovery. Period, new paragraph, you will recall, in 2020, Dr. Cataldo wrote the petitioner had been seen in 2019 by Dr. Gaffney. Perry was prescribed splinting, diagnostic studies, and orthopedic evaluation. Perry, Mr. Santiago offered a long list of 15 complaints. Perry was evaluated and got Dr. Cataldo recommended EMG of the hands, MRI of the right shoulder, and MRI of the left shoulder. Perry also diagnosed sprain and strain of both the right and left knees. Perry also advised Mr. Santiago was in need of orthopedic treatment. Period. New paragraph. At this point, I would conclude Mr. Santiago did have clinical signs of carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. In my estimation, this was unrelated to his employment with the insured. Period. He did continue working for the insured through around 8/19 and left because he voluntarily resigned. Period, at my time of my exam, he was working for Atrium Apartments as a maintenance worker since 8/20/19. Period. paragraph. My exam of the upper extremities found there to be positive Tenel's maneuvers at each wrist, but Phelan's maneuver was negative bilaterally for carpal tunnel syndrome. Brady did have a positive Finkelstein's maneuver on the right. Apparently there were other outward signs that he remains physically active, including chafing of his knees. Period. Motion of both shoulders was full without crepitus. Period. Accordingly, I did not believe the petitioner warranted additional work-related diagnostic or treatment regarding the shoulders. Period. There were also other signs of functional overlay, including the superficial tenderness of the trapezii bilaterally and right paravertebral musculature. Period. He immediately complained of paresthesias with Tenel's maneuver at the right wrist. Period. Part of my previous reasoning was that there was no contemporaneous documentation of complaints or treatment during the period of employment with the insured. Period. I will now backtrack to determine whether that is actually the case. Period. I do recall he had some symptoms for which he sought medical attention prior to separating from employment with them. Period. In that respect, I would acknowledge the petitioner requires treatment for his hands that will likely include electrodiagnostic testing. Period. However, there is no rationale for him to receive treatment to his shoulders or knees relative to his employment at the insured. Period. And I will now mark up his testimony for the relevant comments. That's the end.